Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi there, you are listening to the Daily Home Edit, the official podcast from the team at Home Beautiful. I'm Features Editor Holly Byrne, and today I am joined by a true DIY style queen, an author, photographer, and the brains behind lifestyle website Collective Gen, Geneva Vanderzeel. Welcome to the studio, Geneva.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are a true DIY queen, and at the moment, I think across the board, we're seeing a huge shift towards reusing, restoring, recycling, which is, of course, fantastic. That's something that you've actually been doing for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's something that's sort of in my DNA when it comes to DIY. I just love taking something old and making it new and amazing again.
And of course, it's so much better for our environment and for waste. It's such a beautiful thing to do. Now, I've got you in the studio today because I want your expert advice when it comes to painting furniture to give it a new life, because it's not always as simple as just slapping on a lick of paint, is it?
No, it's not as simple, but it's still pretty easy, which is, you know, the appeal when it comes to painting furniture.
Of course. Is there certain pieces that work best or are easiest to transform?
I think that when it comes to painting furniture, you probably don't want to paint something that's like really expensive or has a beautiful finish already, because that's kind of like...
If it isn't broke, don't fix it, right?
Exactly. But you'll find that there's a lot of things that paint will really improve, you know, something that is marked or has a really old exterior. I like taking things with great shapes, you know, like a dresser that has a great shape, but maybe it's not a great colour or it's, you know, really old and mottled. Adding paint to that is so fantastic.
Is there certain materials that we should be looking for in furniture pieces that work best?
I definitely think hardwood is a good option in terms of a good surface to paint, but you can always find a good primer. If you're trying to paint like MDF or something like that, you can always find a good primer to help with that adhesion.
Okay, so let's say we've got a hardwood dresser. Where do we start?
The first place to start is prepping your base. I actually feel like that's sort of one area that's kind of underlooked, and it's almost as important as the slapping on of the paint.
So what does that involve?
So for me, usually I give it a good clean, like a wipe down and sometimes like a scrub with some sugar soap, and I just let that dry because that usually gets rid of any residue, any dust that will create a really great surface for painting.
And then there's some sanding involved?
Yes. So sanding's a really good idea, particularly if there is like already maybe like a layer of some sort of gloss coat or something. Creating like a more clean sort of base to paint with is a great idea, and sanding is an easy way to do that.
You've mentioned primer as well. Mm-hmm. Do we need primer on everything or just certain materials?
It sort of depends what look you're going for. I like to do a primer just because it gives you a really good base to work with, and it also helps the paint itself, you know, be the right colour. So if you're working with, say, a dark wood, it's better to use a primer because then, you know, if you put that pink or you put a turquoise over the top, it'll really pop. You can always, after you've sanded, just go straight on with the paint and just do a couple of coats of paint, particularly if you're working with hardwood, that's fine.
And then once we've got the primer on and it comes to painting, what's your advice for choosing colours? Should we be looking to the space that the piece is going in or choosing something neutral?
I think it really depends on your design style. I love like a piece of furniture that pops, particularly if you already have like quite a neutral space. I think that adding colour in the form of, say, a painted piece of furniture allows you to kind of like have a fun design aesthetic without, you know, having to paint a wall, which can be time consuming and also just hard to change as well.
Exactly.
I've got this pink dresser that I painted as part of our renovation, and it's lived in every room of the house, and I love how it brings colour to any room you put it in.
I love a statement piece.
Yeah.
Is there a certain type of paint we should be using for this, like a gloss or what should we be looking for?
It really depends on how much you're going to use that piece of furniture, and also like what look you want. I usually just choose a simple kind of wall paint, water-based wall paint, because it usually has more of a matte finish. If you use an oil or an enamel paint, you're going to get like more of a glossy finish, which it really depends on the look you're going for.
And we're seeing a lot of chalk paint at the moment. What kind of difference does that make to our furniture?
I love chalk paint, and chalk paint has often like a bit of more of a silky feel and also much more of a matte finish. So I'm all about matte when it comes to paint right now. So I love to use like a chalk paint or a wall paint that gives a really matte finish.
Beautiful. So once we've got it, we've painted it, it's dried, what other ways can we bling up our piece of furniture?
You can do a gloss coat over the top, but again, like I'm all about matte, so I don't usually do gloss. I think then it's really about how you style your piece into the space. So like how you style your shelves, or how you, you know, place a few cushions or add a throw to a chair. So many options out there.
So many. Thank you so much for your advice today. I can't wait to get to work on my new dresser.
Thanks for having me.
That's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit today. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, please do rate, review and subscribe, or let us know what you thought by sliding into our DMs on Insta at Home Beautiful. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.